Beginning in May, town clerks in Massachusetts will be trained on how to grant marriage licenses to gay couples. The Massachusetts Supreme Court ruled last year that gays and lesbians have a constitutional right to marry, and the justices set May 17th as the date by which the state should begin granting licenses to same-sex couples. But Massachusetts lawmakers will try again on Monday to pass a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, as NPR's Tovia Smith reports from Boston.
With all the uncertainty, town clerks say they're being bombarded with questions from same-sex couples hoping to marry. Douglas Johnstone is clerk in Provincetown, a popular destination for gays and lesbians on Cape Cod. He's already booked appointments for 40 couples who want marriage licenses on May 17th, and he expects many more. Johnstone says people are calling with lots of questions about how gay couples can marry, and even more questions about if they can marry.
They can't believe that this is actually going to become legal. It's just not anything I certainly thought I would see in my lifetime, and I'm hearing that in other people's voices.
Johnstone says he's not sure how to answer calls that come from out of state. An old law on the books in Massachusetts says that out-of-staters can't get married here if their marriage would not be valid back in their home state. And right now, no other state recognizes gay marriage. Legal experts say the Massachusetts law is untested and unlikely to withstand legal challenge. But for now, Linda Hutchenrider, president of the State Clerks Association and a clerk on Cape Cod, says nothing is certain.
This is the first time in all of the years that I've been a clerk that I have not had the answers to those questions. And it has been very frustrating for me, and it's frustrating for all the clerks.
As it stands now, the answers won't come before the first or second week of May, when public health officials are promising to hold training sessions for clerks. The department is controlled by Republican Governor Mitt Romney, who opposes gay marriage. He's also said he'll try to block same-sex marriages from happening until lawmakers have a chance to pass a constitutional amendment banning them. Legal experts have doubted the governor's authority to do that, but Ron Cruz of the conservative Massachusetts Family Institute says a delay would be in the public interest.
We believe that reason should prevail here and not just a radical ideology, that we're hopeful that the court will see the wisdom in deferring to both the legislature and the governor and the will of the people on this subject.
Both Cruz and the governor argue that a delay is the only way to avoid legal chaos. The soonest a ban could take effect is 2006, and that means same-sex couples could be legally married in May of this year and then no longer legally married 2 years later, forcing major changes in everything from how they file taxes to how they get their health care.
Administratively, it would be a complete nightmare.
Boston College law professor Sanford Katz is an expert in family law. If a constitutional amendment passes, some lawmakers are talking about automatically annulling same-sex marriages or converting them to civil unions. But Katz says that probably would not pass legal muster.
It seems to me that would be very, very dubious legally. It would be interfering with what has been called a constitutional right.
And if you think gay marriage could wreak legal havoc, consider the issues of same-sex divorce. Right now, you have to live in Massachusetts to get divorced here. So if a same-sex couple marries here and then moves, how do they get a same-sex divorce in a state that doesn't recognize same-sex marriage? These kinds of questions are exactly why the Massachusetts High Court gave lawmakers time before same-sex marriages could begin. But that time is running out. With just about 7 weeks to go before May 17th, lawmakers are far from coming up with the answers. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.